Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we are looking at a huge transformation happening in, well, one of the world's most idyllic spots, Phuket. For decades, you hear Phuket, you think stunning beaches, maybe some vibrant nightlife. But that whole story is changing.
It really is.
The island is moving, and fast, into a future built around this idea of conscious green luxury.
And look, this isn't just based on some travel blog. Our deep dive today is grounded in some serious market intelligence. We're drawing our insights directly from Ocean Worldwide.
Right.
They're a luxury real estate agency that's been on the ground in Phuket since 2004. So they've seen it all.
Yeah.
Their director, Sandra O'Neill, has personally guided, thousands of families and investors.
So they have that crucial long-term perspective.
Exactly. They know where the high-end market is actually heading.
That context is so important because what we're talking about isn't just a trend. It feels more like a fundamental shift, both in economics and design.
It is.
So our mission today is to really unpack how that high-end indulgence, you know, the private infinity pools, the five-star everything, is merging with real environmental responsibility.
And doing it successfully.
Yes. We're looking at a new kind of property that offers this incredible lifestyle, but also, and this is key, some very smart investment opportunities.
And it's clear from the sources that the luxury buyer today is just different. Mm-hmm. They're often global citizens, and they demand that their assets line up with their values on sustainability.
So the luxury isn't just in the marble finish anymore.
Not at all. It's in the efficiency. It's in how thoughtfully the home is integrated into the environment around it.
And this is where we get those aha moments. Because I think we tend to hear eco-friendly and think, I don't know, basic compromise.
Mm-hmm.
But here, it really means smart. It means efficient and honestly, incredibly stylish.
It does.
Okay, so let's unpack that. What really defines this new standard of conscious luxury? The reports say it's about getting the absolute best of the tropics, but without damaging that natural beauty.
And it all starts with the architecture itself. It has to respect the local microclimate. We're talking about sustainable design and practice.
So the building is designed to work with the environment, not fight against it.
Exactly. Not fight the heat and humidity. The whole philosophy is about minimizing your footprint while at the same time maximizing comfort and beauty.
So when we talk about engineering with the environment, what are the key features? Is it really all just about sticking solar panels on the roof?
Solar is definitely part of it, but the real foundation is passive design.
Cool.
Developers are focused on maximizing things like natural light and, crucially, cross-ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
Just by positioning windows and overhangs in the right way, they can slash the solar gain during the heat of the day.
That's the passive cooling.
That's the passive cooling.
Yeah.
And it's essential because it immediately cuts down on the need for constant, energy-hungry air conditioning, which, as you know, is a massive utility cost in the tropics.
Wait, let me challenge that for a second. In this luxury market, buyers expect it to be cool. Consistently.
Of course.
Are they sacrificing that comfort for conservation? Or has the tech gotten good enough to bridge that gap?
That's where the smart and smart luxury really comes in. You still have your sophisticated inverter-type AC units. But all the passive elements, the insulation in the roof, the large EVs, they just reduce the load on those units so much.
So the AC doesn't have to work as hard.
It runs less often and way more efficiently. And that translates into huge long-term savings. The sources say a well-designed villa can use up to 30% less energy for cooling than a conventional one.
That brings us to materials. You mentioned using local materials, but how do you maintain that high-end luxury feel using local timber or stone? The perception of luxury is so often tied to, you know, imported Italian marble or something.
That perception is really starting to change. It's being driven by a new design philosophy. Local materials like beautiful Thai timbers, bamboo, indigenous stone, they're not just being used for structure.
They're a feature.
They're a defining aesthetic feature. It grounds the villa in its location. It creates a sense of place that, frankly, global buyers are really craving now. Plus, when materials are locally sourced and certified, the buyer gets quality and a lower carbon footprint.
And that all leads to that blurring of indoor and outdoor living.
Absolutely, which is so central to the Phuket lifestyle.
Right.
The landscaping uses native plants that don't need a lot of water. You have these huge open plan living areas that flow right out onto terraces and pools.
And even the pools are part of the system.
Oh, yeah. They often have highly efficient filtration, and they're tied into rainwater harvesting and gray water recycling systems that are built right into the structure.
So if technology is the key here, what are the non-negotiables we should look for? Are we just talking about basic motion sensor lights?
we are well past basic. The sources point to smart home systems that are about more than just convenience. These systems are constantly monitoring everything outside temperature, sunlight, who's in the room, to dynamically manage the energy flow.
So dimming lights, adjusting blinds, tweaking the AC, all automatically.
Moment to moment. And if you have an EV, charging stations are pretty much becoming a standard expected feature now. It's all about future-proofing the property.
Okay, let's pivot to the really crucial question for anyone looking at this market. If you're considering Phuket real estate, why is investing in one of these green properties a smart financial move, not just a moral one?
Right.
This is where it gets really interesting for the investor.
And the financials are just becoming undeniable. It's driven by market demand and by long-term running costs. Sustainable properties are just more resilient. They're more desirable.
And that desirability means a higher market value.
Directly. It's a way of future-proofing your asset. As global environmental standards get tighter, properties without these features could actually face depreciation,
mm-hmm.
while the green ones will command a premium.
And the immediate benefits. They hit your wallet pretty fast, right? Can we quantify those utility savings?
Yes, we can. They're very concrete. Take the standard 5-kilowatt solar panel systems mentioned in the source material.
Okay.
For a large luxury villa, those panels can offset a huge chunk of the daytime electricity use. We're talking potential savings of several hundred dollars a month, thousands a year.
And lower running costs make the investment more efficient from day one.
Exactly. Plus, the data shows green homes just hold their value better. They sell for more, and they sell faster.
Let's talk raw returns. For an investor who wants to generate income, what can these villas actually produce?
You're looking at two main drivers. First is rental income. Travelers are actively seeking out unique, responsible, high-quality places to stay. So these properties command premium rental rates.
And what does that look like in terms of yield?
We're seeing reliable rental yields cited in the range of, say, 4 to 6% per year, and often with very high occupancy because, frankly, there aren't enough of them.
And the second driver?
Capital appreciation.
Mm.
The demand curve for these verified green properties just keeps going up, especially with international buyers. Investors can expect steady appreciation, generally estimated at a very healthy 5 to 10% per year.
Those appreciation numbers, 5 to 10%, they seem pretty aggressive, especially with global economic volatility. What are the risks here?
That's a fair question. The risks are, you know, similar to any high-end market that depends on tourism. Global travel patterns can shift. But the fundamentals supporting the growth are Thailand's consistent appeal and government policies that are generally very friendly to foreign investment.
And the supply of certified properties is still pretty limited.
It's very limited. So you're not just buying a villa. You're buying a future-proof asset that's engineered for low maintenance, which cuts down on management risk significantly.
Since these properties offer such good returns, how can investors be sure they're buying genuine value and not just, you know, clever marketing?
Yeah.
How do we spot the greenwashing?
This is probably the most important question in the whole sector.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be skeptical. I mean, really skeptical of claims that aren't backed up.
Everyone says they're eco now.
Everyone. You have to look beyond the beautiful photos and the buzzwords.
So how do you verify it?
You look for independent international certifications. The gold standards are things like LED or Green Globe or EarthCheck. These organizations scrutinize everything, from the materials to the construction waste to the final energy performance.
And a developer willing to go through that process is showing real commitment.
It's a huge investment of time and money. It shows they're serious. And those certificates are valuable assets when you go to resell.
Okay, verification is step one. What about the operational side?
You have to look at their day-to-day practices. A truly committed project will have detailed systems for waste management, not just a communal bin, but actual recycling and composting programs.
Mineral water.
You check for the rainwater harvesting tanks. You verify that the gray water recycling system is actually working and feeding the irrigation. It has to be closed loop.
The sources also mentioned that real commitment goes beyond just the environment and into the local community.
It absolutely does. A key indicator is community involvement. And that's more than just hiring local construction workers. It's about actively supporting local schools or conservation projects.
Making sure the economic benefits flow back to the local population.
Yes. When a developer builds that positive social relationship, it creates long-term stability and security for the investor, too.
For the practical buyer listening to this, let's just detail the core features. If I walk into a showroom, what measurable things should I be checking off my list?
Okay, start with energy. Confirm the solar capacity.
Yeah.
5 kilowatt is a great baseline for a pool villa. verify the air conditioning is high-efficiency inverter tech.
Right.
For water, ask about the rainwater harvesting capacity, gray water use, and check that the fixtures are all low flow. And finally, scrutinize the materials list. Look for verifiable local timber and natural insulation. These details tell the real story.
To make this all feel a bit more real, let's look at the specific case study Ocean Worldwide mentioned, Unique Ecoviva in Shillong.
Yes, Unique Ecoviva is a perfect example of this. It's in Shillong, and it offers these beautiful 3- and 4-bedroom pool villas. They're designed from the ground up to showcase this blend of smart energy and modern luxury.
So what are the innovative features there? What puts it a step above a standard luxury villa?
Well, they have the essentials, the 5-kilowatt solar panels, the inverter AC. But the most clever feature is their integrated heat. For foreign investors, the established route is a secure, long-term leasehold. It's a structure that can typically be set up for up to 90 years. The security of these leases is really fundamental to the whole foreign investment market there.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, let's give the listener one final checklist, a few strategic points before they commit.
Okay. You have to be methodical. You're balancing location. Do you want beach buzz or hillside quiet? Your lifestyle needs, and of course your full budget, including the running costs, which, remember, are much lower in these properties.
And above all.
Above all, you have to scrutinize the eco credentials, demand to see the certifications, question the solar capacity, verify the water systems. That due diligence is what protects your investment.
The message is definitely clear. The future of luxury in Phuket is thoughtful, it's green, and it's very investment worthy. It's about securing a lifestyle that connects you to nature, but uses technology to minimize your impact.
Precisely. It's a new definition of exclusivity.
You know, the source materials also briefly mention emerging trends like modular construction, 3D printing, even smart glass that can change its opacity.
Mm-hmm.
So since tech is so central to this, here's a final thought. What happens when smart home systems and AI get so advanced that all this resource management becomes completely autonomous, totally invisible to the person living there?
Mm.
You could be looking at the ultimate hands-off eco-sanctuary where efficiency isn't something you even think about. It's just assumed. The house just does it perfectly on its own.
That is a powerful final thought. The ultimate luxury might not be the visible things at all. It might be the complete absence of environmental guilt and operational effort. That your home just treads lightly on the planet for you.
A truly high-impact concept.
And with those of you listening who are ready to explore these kinds of properties and want to learn more from the experts who guided this deep dive, we really recommend you visit oceanwwp.com.
That's ocean-wp.dayit.com.
Correct. Ocean Worldwide is the trusted, long-time agency that specializes in this exact transformative market.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.